We are joined right now by the head basketball coach at the University of Houston. Fifth season with the Cougars. Four straight 20-win seasons. Houston is 23-1. They're 10-1 in conference play. They're in first place in the American. They're number 9 in the AP poll. They're at UConn on Thursday night. We are joined by Cougars head coach, Kelvin Sampson. Kelvin, great to have you back. How are you?
Jim Rome, good to be back on with you. Always a pleasure.
Kelvin Sampson, it is great to have you back on. Always a pleasure. So, yeah, number 25, Cincinnati, in your place yesterday, Kelvin. You know how tough a Mick Cronin team is going to be. Before we get into the finish of that game, the atmosphere at your place, to me, was incredible. Is that the kind of game and the kind of experience that you were envisioning when you first took over that job and you saw the potential there?
Absolutely, it was. I think our biggest win was convincing the administration that this could be done and how we had to do it. I think every head coach has a vision when he takes over a program. You know, I have so many friends in this business, Jim, that takes over programs, and you look at what they've done over time. But they all had to start with something, and it was a vision. And the thing that really helped us was Tillman Fertitta buying into our vision. I got here in April of 2014, and it was shortly thereafter, he and I sat down and had lunch with another one of our regents, and I just laid it out for him that, you know, University of Houston should have aspirations to chase championships, but it has to start with a commitment from the administration, and it starts with facilities. You know, we didn't have a practice facility. We didn't have anywhere where we could develop our kids. And then we probably had the oldest decrepit arena in the country. And that's not a place when you bring kids on campus to recruit. You want to be able to take them to where they're going to play their games. And we weren't able to do that. But Tillman stepped up that spring and made a commitment to write a check for $20 million. He put his name on that building, and that thing is unbelievable. It is the most beautiful 7,100-seat arena you could possibly have. It's like a mini NBA arena. Our fans have flocked there. We've had 13 home games. We sold out 7 of them. We have 4 more home games, and all those are sold out. So our fans have caught on to this team, and we've become a hot ticket.
Kelvin Sampson joining us. You've become a really hot ticket. For instance, your former player Eric Gordon was at the game, which is a pretty regular occurrence. Chris Paul was courtside as well, and he brought his daughter. What's that tell you about where the program is right now that you've got guys like Gordon, CP3, who are coming to watch you guys play?
Yeah, that's a big deal. You know, Chris is I coached Chris on the 2004 USA a national junior team in Halifax, Nova Scotia, and he and I have been good friends ever since. And then when he came to the Rockets, he comes over to our place and works out quite a bit, either in the weight room when the Toyota Center is being used, or he'll just bring some guys. He and James Harden come over and play pickup with our guys a lot in the summer and especially September when they all get back to town. They want to get some runs in. But it's great. You know, James comes to a lot of games. Chris's brother, CJ, comes almost every home game. And then Eric Gordon, who I'm very close with, comes to a lot of our home games, too. But that's great. It's great for our fans. Our kids love seeing it. After the game yesterday, Chris came to the locker room and spoke to the team. So all that just goes into the pot of the excitement that's going on here, Jim.
Kelvin Sampson joining us. Really quickly, just to follow up, like when James Harden comes around, what's he with your guys? How do they react to him?
You know, great, because James great with them. You know, he usually brings 3 or 4 of his boys from SoCal with him. They come in with him in the summer or the fall, and he'll have his own team, and then we just play a game to 7. You know, you win, you stay on, and when James is the referee, his team never loses. He makes sure that he stays
right
on. But he plays the same way against our guys because he's in preparation. But, you know, James loves to play. I mean, it wouldn't matter whether he's practicing with the Rockets or over at our place playing pickup games. He plays to win. He really gets after it.
Kelvin Sampson, Houston head coach, joining us. Kelvin, last month you won your 600th career game. Look, I know you're not going to make it about you, but that's really a big number. That's a huge number. What's that number represent to you?
Well, first of all, longevity. Been blessed to be around good players. You know, Jim, we can talk about all the stuff you want. The reason why we're good this year is we have really good players. Whether it was at Montana Tech or Washington State, Oklahoma, Indiana, always blessed to have a good staff, able to recruit good kids, good players. And when you do that over time, you're going to pile up a lot of wins. And so the memories that I have with those coaches and players and staff, great ADs. I've had so many great athletic directors, associate athletic directors, managers, trainers, administrative people, secretaries. You know, the relationships you build with those people over time, and there's a right relationship you and I have had for decades now. And when you have good friends, it makes it all special.
All that, Kelvin, I agree with you 100%. All that, and then family, right? And when you have good family, when you have great family, that makes it even more special. You said after the game that you were thinking about your parents, and we've talked about your father, Ned, who coached at Magnolia High School back in North Carolina. How much of the way you coach and connect with your players is a direct reflection of your father and how he connected with his players?
You know, my dad was inducted into the North Carolina High School Coaches Hall of Fame in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, in 2001. And he was the epitome of a coach that did more with less. And having been around him, having played for him and saw how he did that, how he approached it, the work ethic he had, the relationship he had with his players, how, you know, he had kids, Jim, if he told them to run through a brick wall, they'd say, "Coach, can I get a running start?" You know, but that was because of his commitment to them. They know he would take a bullet for them. And when I went to Montana Tech, same thing, had to do more with less. And I was so blessed to be a coach's son and be a coach's son the way my dad coached his teams was probably the biggest blessing I had starting off as a coach. So that's never left me. Obviously, I've been able to recruit good players, but I've always had a little bit of a chip on my shoulder with that because of where I came from and the places where I started. All those things feed into who you are, because at the end of the day, you never forget where you come from.
Houston, who they are right now, is number 9 team. And then finally, Kelvin, the thing is, your son is a coach's son. This thing runs so deep. Your daughter, Lauren, has this picture of you and her from when she was really young, and you're holding her in your arms after you cut down the net. You mentioned Montana Tech. You would cut down the net after your Montana Tech team had just won the Frontier Conference. So your family has also been a huge part of the run. Your daughters have been part of the program. Your son, Kellen, is an assistant. What's it like then to share this whole experience with them?
And my wife Karen is the kind of the matriarch of the whole thing.
Sure,
she runs everything. Trust me.
Oh no, I know.
But this is the best job I've ever had, and it's because I've been able to share this experience with my son. And the best thing I've ever did was hire my daughter. She keeps us relevant. She's a self-taught graphic design artist. She does all of our graphics. Recruiting, anything that comes through that office, she makes us relevant 12 months a year. She does all of our external stuff. I was talking to some coaches this summer, and they were asking me about our staff, and I said, the best thing I did was hire a non-coach to be in charge of our social media, because that's become such a big part of recruiting. And if you don't have someone doing that every single day, whether it's happy birthdays or big wins or kids coming in for an official visit or an unofficial visit, whatever it may be, the stuff that we're able to do, she does all of that. So Kellen and Lauren play such an integral part of this program, and the season we're having this year, they both have their handprints all over it.
Now, Kelvin, it's so interesting, isn't it? Like, I was in a family business, and it went very badly for me. You know how that goes. I mean, it could be the best thing in the world, or it could be a really bad thing. Did you have any concerns at all about bringing the family into the business?
Yeah, it does have the potential for drawbacks. But I think as you get older, you get more secure in who you are, and you realize that, you know, win or lose, be secure in that you did your best. And I preach that to them. You're not always going to win. You know, things aren't going to always go your way. You're going to have failures and disappointments, and I think how you handle those things define who you are. You never, ever let other people define you. That's just a lesson that life will teach you. But having your family here, they get to see it firsthand every day. You know, we've been fortunate to win some games. Probably we shouldn't have won this year. And we'll have some losses coming up that a lot of people will probably jump off the bandwagon. But that's okay. As long as we're secure in who we are and how we go about doing things and making sure we put our players first. That's the thing I learned from the best athletic directors who put the student athletes and the coaches first. My dad's life, here was one of my dad's favorite sayings. He said, you don't have to be their life, but they have to be your life. And I've never forgotten that. And we devote everything we do to our players and their lives. And we get real close with their families, and we try to make our program as much of a family atmosphere and a family experience as we can be. And the fact that my son and daughter's part of it, it shows that we not only talk it, but we walk it.
It's consistent. It's a consistent message. And my other big takeaway from that is do not let somebody else or other people define you. Kelvin Sampson, head basketball coach at Houston, 4 straight 20-win seasons. They are 23-1, 10-1 in the conference. They've got a big one coming up on Thursday night at UConn. Kelvin, appreciate you very much. You're having a great year. I know you've got a lot of work still to do, but it's always good to have you on the show, and I do appreciate the relationship.
Thank you, Jim. Look forward to talking to you again down the road, man.
You got it, Kelvin. Great talking to you. Kelvin Sampson. So he had a vision for that program, and luckily he knew somebody who also had a love for the program, and a checkbook. $20 million helps.